Throughout this process, we meet a lot of great young men with impressive stories throughout their journey to get here. None of those stories are more impressive than Deion Buchanan. His size, his physicality, his work ethic, his passion for the game, all of those things give us great belief that he is going to have a tremendous career here in Arizona.
I just want to start off by saying I'm honored to be here. And I want to thank Mr. Bidwell for having faith in me. A lot of people did, and they did. And I'm coming here and I'm going to work. I'm going to work hard. And like they said, I just feel like I'm going to bring something to this team. And we're really close. I just want to be a part of the team. I want to earn the respect of my coaching staff and the players. And that's being a pro, being a professional, going in there and showing them the player that I am. And I just want to thank the great fans. They're some of the best fans. I've been here right on the West Coast, so I've seen how crazy the stadium gets. And I just want to thank them for all the support that they've given me. I have a military family. I'm from a military family, and everything is structured. Everything is in a place. Everything has a reason for it. And my dad told me, don't play this game if you're just going through the motions. That's not why I play this game. I play this game because I love it. I love playing the game. I love the camaraderie. I love making plays for my team. I was telling people earlier that one of the best things, one of my favorite things within the game is making a play and all your teammates, earning the respect, like I said earlier. That's why I go out there and I play this game, to earn the respect of my team, my teammates, each and every game, as if I lost it. And that's what I'm going to do here.
Steve yesterday used the term headhunter to describe you, which probably isn't something that Roger Goodell wants to hear. But what are you aware of the difference between what you can do and what you can't do at this level, maybe compared to college? And what do you intend to do about that?
I'm definitely aware. That's part of being a professional, becoming a professional. I'm not going to sacrifice any of what got me here is through my aggressiveness and my playmaking ability. I'm still do that on the field. I was telling people, brother, I wouldn't want to take away this game that I love so much from somebody else, being dumb, that's not what I'm going to do. I'm going to be a professional about it, but I'm going to also be aggressive, and I'm going to bring something to this team that the coaching staff and the people in the front office seeing in me. I went on about 20 total visits, I told my mom, this is the team that I pointed out. And when I was at dinner, they weren't not only talking to me as a player, but as a person. They cared about me on the field, but they also cared about what I did off the field. And we were just talking about life. It wasn't just football. It wasn't just what can't you do? What can you do? What can you do for our team? Things like that. It was, what kind of person are you? How do you fit into this organization? And I felt the same way, and I had that same vibe. So it meant a lot. Everybody has their own opinion, Everybody thinks they know about different things. Like, I can throw out all my stats right now, but that's not going to help anybody. That's not going to make you guys believe anymore. So it's anybody can have an opinion, But me, in my heart, I feel like I could do anything. I can do whatever these coaching staff ask me, whether it's special teams, whether it's going to in the middle of the field, going in the box, attacking a pulling guard, half field, breaking off the hash to make a play. I feel like I can do everything across the board.